Vice President of the Barbados Renewable Energy Association, better known as BREA, Aidan Rogers, says there are many players in the renewable energy sector who are hopeful that some new life is being breathed into the sector.
I guess persons would have heard the recent announcement from Minister Abrams with respect to the existing tariff on the renewable energy rider and making that permanent up until July 6th of this year. But prior to that, there's been quite a bit happening behind the scenes. And several of the concerns that BREA would have had for at least the last 2 years, there's some effort now to try and address them. And just to enumerate them quickly for you, is the whole question of the finalization of the Barbados energy policy. The previous government would have set a target of 75% by 2037. With the new administration coming in, that policy was amended and made even more ambitious to a 100% renewable and carbon neutral island by 2030. And what I can report is that there have been some significant progress in terms of making the adjustments. The one thing I credit to this government is that they did not discard a lot of the valuable work that had been done prior to them coming to office, and it was just a realignment of their particular policy initiatives with some of the existing work that was done. So there's been movement on that in terms of having it finalized. There's also been, in the intervening period, a implementation policy that was established in relation to that 2030 strategy, and I guess the ministry officials would give some more detail on that, but that would be incorporating several parties within the sector, but more particularly towards the needs of the actual installers and potential investors. The Fair Trading Commission has been conducting an exercise looking at power purchase agreements for the largest systems. These are the ones beyond the regular rooftop or business installations, the more commercial installations of larger megawatts. That's an ongoing process being led by the Fair Trading Commission and the Barbados Renewable Energy Association. And several of the local and international investors are currently participating in that program. One of the major things that we're hearing that there is some positive movement as well is the whole question of looking at the utility license, because I think, David, on several conversations we've had in the past, I tried to emphasize the importance of the nexus of certainty in terms of the legal status of the person who has to buy power from potential investors, and that really relates to the license for the utility company which currently owns and manages the electricity grid. There is some movement, and we're hearing that there will be some policy positive steps maybe late in the year to really start those negotiations. So although much has been quiet in terms of public statements, there's been quite a bit happening behind the scenes. And the one refreshing thing we can say, there's a greater emphasis on engagement with the stakeholders. BREA has been working heavily with the current government in terms of trying to facilitate, share ideas, and come to common positions with our members and the objectives of the government. So that's one of the positives to report. As I said, things may have seemed quiet, but if unfortunately it's been a reality that we've been stretched behind the scenes, where it's pretty much been an all-hands-on-board approach towards trying to get this thing done, because it's no secret that this sector has to fire if we really want to have one of the future engines of the economy really going. So that's really where a lot of the attention is being placed. The flip side to that, though, David, is that the reality is that until we really get things moving again, the sector has really been struggling. And what we're really trying to do and engage with our members is to say, look, some of these critical steps are important in terms of us really having a sustainable investment platform going forward. So that's really what we're now working towards.
Vice President of the Barbados Renewable Energy Association, Aidan Rogers, on Sagicor's Early Business.